My name is Ty French, and these are my rants.
Welcome to Ty Rants.
Hello, and welcome back to Ty Rants. My name is Ty French, and these are my rants. And today, it is the last Friday of the month, TGIF, and you know what that means, Tyrants. We are joined by the one, the only, Miss Josefina Cuervo.
Yes! Woo. It's back again.
Welcome
it's
back.
Another month. Wow, we made it.
We made it to another month. We're just so stoked to be here.
Just such a blessing in disguise that I don't have to listen to you talk about Coachella anymore.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm done. I'm sick of talking about it. The Tyrants only got one episode, and it was late, so like maybe they still want to talk about it. But me personally, in my personal life, I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm over it.
Yeah.
No, except for the tickets for next year literally go on sale next Friday.
It's insane. They don't even give anyone a room to breathe.
I think straighten this a little bit.
Oh, are we having... Oh, okay.
But I think I'm going to go both weekends next year.
I heard your little spiel on
me
that.
Me and Billy have been texting about it. And I think we're going to kind of commit. Because we do the payment plan.
Yeah.
So by the time it comes up, it seems free. So we might just do it.
Me asking you not to talk about Coachella, and here we are having the first 10 minutes about Coachella.
You're the one that brought it up. I didn't bring it up.
Well, you didn't ask me, but since you've asked, I mean, I've been doing
Coachella
since 2011.
Don't act like you didn't have so much FOMO.
Whoa.
Did you have FOMO?
A little bit. Yeah. I mean, I always have FOMO when I see all my friends having a great time anywhere.
Who said we were having a great time?
Well, you made it look like I did.
I'm just kidding. No, we had a great time. We had a ball.
I get a little FOMO-ish, but like I told you, I mean,
Jose is in his feelings about his age these days and partying. And I keep trying to tell him, it don't matter what age you are, you can party.
But no, I'm not in my feels about
it. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not in my feels
about
it.
Girl, you don't go out with me. You never want to go to Coachella.
Well, I mean, I just think I might.
Oh no! Oh, tactical difficulties. Oh God!
We lost her. I didn't even touch her. Pause.
Oh my God! Kill me.
Wait, it's this.
Oh, there you go. Let's not touch it. I'm gonna just leave it as it is.
Fucking annoying. Well, that's one way to ruin a mood at the start of an episode when literal $4,000 worth of equipment doesn't work every time you try and record.
Wow, your life is so complicated.
Girl, don't even start with me. Wow, so you guys are going to get sassy tied now at the beginning of this episode.
No, we're going to reset. We're going to be a clear mind.
Anyways, please fill me in on your life since you didn't go to Coachella. The Tyrants haven't seen you since the end of last month. It was fresh off the marathon. What else have you been up to?
Oh, wow. Okay, let's see. What else have I been up to since we just moved on out? Moved on from our conversation.
Numero uno. Welcome to the West Side.
Oh, yes. That's on my list of life updates.
Okay, great.
So Drew recently moved. He's now on the West Side. So we're just a little bit closer. Not neighbors quite specifically, but...
Yeah, you're 15 minutes away.
A hop and a skip away.
Yeah, better than 45 minutes.
I know. And it's been so nice to not have to deal with the traffic in that area, that West Hollywood area.
But
it's been insane.
He still doesn't come
and
see
so
me too often.
And so by default, I technically now live in the West Side, even though I still have my place.
But yeah. We can call that the West Side.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, that's my first little life update. My second life update since I last saw you is these freaking god darn, all these freaking Aries birthdays we've been celebrating. I am sick and tired of celebrating Aries birthdays. I feel like I've been at a birthday every day. And I'm always texting someone, happy birthday, Aries, happy birthday, Aries, happy birthday, Aries. Three of our friends back to back.
Oh, now I'm all sweaty after that freaking debacle.
Well, let's just move on from
there. We have a lot of Aries B-days, except for this mother. We had a friend's birthday party and literally I went to it and you left right before I got there. Why do you hate me?
I told you I was not going to be there all day.
Plus, no, you didn't. I had been partying. You did not say that. You were supposed to come to Tessa's party and you didn't come.
Well, because can I give you my life update?
No. So I actually just want to scold you. He hates hanging out with me. We went out to watch Drag Race. No, literally didn't come out with us after.
I know.
So what? Like, and you just want to use me for a buffalo wing and a ranch side?
I was glad to be home in bed relaxing and not have to worry about the hangover that comes with the next day.
Isn't it so nice when you're in love and you have a partner and you don't have to go scour through the streets like a feral rat trying to find love and companionship and fun and entertainment and drinks?
I just want to remind you, we are 10 plus years apart.
Shut up, girl. We started going out to the gay bars at the exact same time.
I know, but now I'm in a different trajectory in my life.
Okay,
can please just accept
every time
that?
I'm out of time, he goes out with our other friends. So.
Oh, gosh. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, boo-hoo me.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I don't have 4 a.m. energy in me anymore.
Girl, I'm just asking for 10:30 p.m. energy.
Okay, Saturday was a different case, but that was just because I was literally exhausted.
That was annoying because... Girl, don't act like, oh, I don't go out with her. You were out at a drag brunch all day that you didn't invite me to.
Well, that's because we bought tickets. It was a seated tickets. Anyway,
okay,
long
and
story
I,
short.
Like, I don't buy tickets to things.
Long story short is.
Give me a life update, you
that's
bitch.
The life update now that we're ranting about this bullshit.
Give me your life
our update. Friendship in a nutshell here.
I'm so bugged by that microphone. I'm like sweating.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
Anyway, no, you've been doing Coachella things. So,
oh, anyway, so been, Drew moved, and now you're a West Side girly, and then we've been celebrating birthdays, and what else?
I did the drag brunch on Saturday that you're so
how was
about.
It?
It was fun.
Phaedra Parks.
Phaedra Parks was at this drag brunch, bought these tickets like 2.5-3 months ago. Didn't even realize it was Saturday. I thought, like most drag brunches, I thought it was on a Sunday.
Yeah, I had two really close friends' birthday parties, literally bought tickets to a drag brunch.
Well, I bought them 3 months ago when she was still on Traders. That was the whole hype. And then
I just can't believe that you wouldn't like send me a text being like, oh my god, Phaedra's doing this, like we should go.
I kind of feel like I brought it up to you and you were just like doing your thing or traveling. I'm sure
never,
I brought it up to
never
you.
Never in my life have that has ever been brought up to me. What do you mean? I love Phaedra, I love Traders, like,
I just
why
think
would
you
I not go?
Well, anyway, I also
love drag brunch at Rocco's.
I know, and I apologize, but anyways. Let's just move on from that. But let's just say that drag brunch was interesting. So it started at 11. The show didn't go on till about 1, but you're seated for 2 hours. So what are you going to do while you're waiting?
Booze.
Yeah.
Booze Hound USA.
Booze Hound USA.
But that's kind of nice because then when the show actually starts, you're drunk, which makes it more fun.
Yeah, but the show was... So here's my only peeve with the Phaedra Parks brunch. It was Phaedra Parks, who I love, and I have a great image. I took a great picture with her or whatever.
Why
but
did
it was
you post
literally
it?
Her just sitting. And I'm like, she's just hanging out, like seated. She was great. She was entertaining. She was... chatting with the group. She took selfies with whoever wanted one, which was so cool. She was so nice. I have no problem with her.
Yeah.
I just feel like the show wasn't anything different that I haven't seen at Rocco's.
Yeah, but I feel like that's the point. Like,
the
it's
girls
like,
were like, no, but no, but you, I've seen drag shows like where they have a guest, like they say they have like New York or like Phaedra, even Phaedra's. And like the queens will go out of their way to do like a skit or something that's related to the person there. And the only person that did was shout out to Butter. Butter did it, like did a little skit.
We love Butter.
We do love Butter. So she did a little skit and that was cute. But other than that, it was nothing that you haven't seen before. It was the same.
The Rocco's Rockettes.
The Rocco's Rockettes crossing across the street, doing the, you know, 1-2 step.
I haven't been to the Rocco's drag show in forever.
Oh, also.
And I really miss it.
And guess what? They didn't have the stage. So it was just literally the girls dancing because they wanted to pack the house. That they're like, oh, let's not put the stage and let's add more tables.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't think it was the ideal, but from what we're used to.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever top the first.
No, nothing. The first drag show I pretty much ever went to, you guys. At this bar that we go to called the Rocco's, called Rocco's. They have like the Rocco's Rockettes and like that's like this group of drag queens.
Yeah.
And it was kind of the first drag show in person I'd been to, which kind of sounds crazy, but which I guess is right after COVID. It was literally 4 years ago.
Right.
I almost threw a chair at the wall.
No, it was like...
It was the most insane, like, I don't even... I actually can't even try and describe it because it was just literally the most iconic thing ever. And I've been chasing that high ever since.
I know.
At drag shows. They always perform great always good. But like, I'm talking people... like coming out of the crowd, jumping off tables, doing death drops on top of each other, landing. Our friend like got picked out of the crowd and literally like went and did like a death drop backflip onto someone. It was insane.
Not only that, we were right next to the stage. It was like, it was heaven sent. We were right next to the stage.
Right after the San Francisco bungalows.
Right. We had a brunch. We had a pre-brunch. We had pre-drinks. I mean, it was just epic. I kind of relate that scene for the girlies and the gays and the theys that have seen Mean Girls, the original. It's that scene when they all go feral, when they all become like animals, you know, and they're running and they're like,
that was literally
it's just like that, but like in a fun way, not like to fight each
other. But like a bunch of drag queens.
Yeah. And just like the energy was so high. Everyone was so excited. Drag is back, you know, seating next to people is back. And so,
okay,
so
people don't care about our memories. Fill me in on the rest of your life update. I mean, well, what else do you have?
That's it.
That's it.
That's all I had.
In the last month, you went to a drag show 2 days ago, and that's your life update for us.
Yeah, and I've like been.
And you moved.
Like, yeah, moving, Drew's birthday. I mean, like, that was a whole lot.
We had a lot of birthdays.
Went to Tessa's event. That was fun.
Yeah.
It feels like a lifetime ago.
That does feel like forever ago. Oh, my God.
You worked it. It was great to see you.
I know.
There.
Working a 9-to-5. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, it's just been like, you know, you think that a month is like jam packed.
No,
like,
there's really not a lot.
It's just like it moves so quick.
When you get to, you know, our old age, it's really just like all work.
Yeah.
There's not that many like
seated behind
moments.
A desk, you know, doing my day to day. Yeah. But it's excited.
We love.
I was excited for to be here.
Oh, my gosh.
And celebrate at the end of another month.
Well.
And now I think we've transitioned over to cancer season. Right?
No,
because you're a Cancer.
No. We have a while.
Yeah, you're a Cancer.
Yeah.
I think we're in the...
I have no idea.
Libra.
I only care about my sign.
Yeah. I forget what sign we're in.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we're in the Libra, then I care because that's my rising.
Oh.
Or my moon.
Okay,
I don't know which one it is. Anyways, Tyrants, we have...
Oh, wait, what's your life update? Sorry, I had to interrupt.
I don't have a life update.
I mean, how's your cough? How are you feeling now?
Like, my cough?
Well, because you were saying
I've had a cough for years, but no, the allergies are better. Thank God for Zyrtec. I'm not sponsored, but if you'd like to sponsor me, I'm ready, willing, and able.
I was scared to what I was going to walk into. I was like, I don't know who I'm.
Oh my God, no, I would have canceled. I couldn't, I literally couldn't even open my eyes.
Yeah.
Like I was miserable.
Right.
But with the help of Zyrtec, I'm doing great.
Okay.
No life update. I just talked to them on Wednesday. So
I know you did.
Literally nothing. Okay. I worked today. I had a shoot all day.
Okay, fun.
For I don't know how to say it. Jackie Aiki's.
Yeah.
This like really cool jewelry brand. I'm starting to shoot for them sometimes, just like stuff for their Instagram.
Amazing.
But but
you gotta rant more about your or not rant, but like share your photos more. Like,
I know
you're such a talented photographer.
Oh my gosh!
Well, so you guys, all of Tessa's wall that you guys all saw, those were you took up most of those pictures. I think you took all of those pictures.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She had like a really cool gallery activation. I'm sure you saw it on the Tessa page. If not, go over there. She has a reel. But no, but I'm just giving you your flowers,
okay, well,
girl.
Thank you.
You shot all the pictures, and I don't think you mentioned that ever.
I did. I literally talked about it on the podcast. We are being a mess.
And we're not even drinking. Let's just talk about
that. I had a beer
that.
Before we started.
All right. Well, sorry. Sorry to interrupt you. What is the highlight that you were going to rant
anyways,
about?
Anyways, I'm literally a pool of sweat right now. I feel very chaotic. Anyways, back to what I was saying.
Okay.
We have a very special announcement.
Oh. Brrr. It's new news to me.
No, it's not.
Oh. Oh, the special announcement. I was
do you know what it is?
Yeah, I was teeing it up.
Uh-huh. Just building suspense.
Building it up.
Well, after Wednesday's episode, I woke up to an email that we have hit as a Tyrant community 1 million downloads.
Woo!
Of Tyrants. So
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, I'm very excited. And obviously I just wanted to say thank you and I love you guys.
That's a great accomplishment.
It's just crazy because not to like put like shit on a good moment. Like, thank you so much. I love you all. But also like if I would have just made one single Dolores every download, I'd have $1 million. But it's like if someone was
even
like,
if you made
like,
10 cents.
Do I want to listen to like this episode for $1? Okay, great. Yeah, $1.
Even if you made 10 cents.
It's crazy to me because, and this is, I mean, whatever, we can go off on a tangent, but like, so podcasts are on Spotify, Apple, whatever, all the things, you know, and music artists, like that's how they make money. Like if you had a song on Spotify and it got 1 million streams, like you would actually make a lot of money off of that.
Right.
Why is my shit for free on Spotify and Spotify doesn't pay me?
I know.
Like, no streaming services, like, pay podcasts to have their content on there. But, like, you pay music artist, but the music artist is only putting a 3-minute song on there.
Yeah.
I'm putting on content for an hour. I'm keeping someone on your platform for one whole hour and you're not giving me a dime, but someone can literally like create a song for 2 minutes and then you give them like 10 cents every time someone streams it.
And anyways, this isn't a rant to tyrants. This is a rant towards these.
This is a rant towards capitalism.
To conglomerates that want to use us.
Jeffrey Bezos and Tim Cook. And Tim Cook. Who's that?
Apple.
Yeah, him too. And who owns Spotify?
Which, by the way, on the Apple thing, not to go on a tangent, but did you see? I guess people are giving Ice Spice heat because she uses that Android and not Apple.
Oh.
She took a selfie and it was an Android.
She must be getting paid for that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure. But also, like, whatever. Let her live in her Android persona era, whatever.
I just, like, simply, I don't want to be a hater because I'm sure there are tyrants that have Androids. But, like, I just, like, truly don't understand, like, why.
Yeah, who functions
like,
on an
that, Android. That just seems so hard because, like, even if you like it better, it's, like, just the convenience of having the same phone as everyone else is just, like, better. And, like, I feel like everyone has Apple laptops.
Right.
And so it's just like easier, like be able to AirDrop or whatever. Like
that's like one word, AirDrop. That and alone, I'm like, give me everything Apple just for the AirDrop purpose.
Anyways, so yeah, that was one of my little life updates.
Well, that's amazing. That is something we should, that is what I wanted to hear when I said, what is your life update? That is what
well,
you
started Well, I started with. To say it and then you attacked me.
No, that's what you say, phrase one.
Well, how prepared are you today for today's totally random?
Okay, well, here's the thing. I wasn't as prepared 3 hours ago.
Okay.
But then I went to the gym and I was like, oh, I actually like wrote my thoughts down. And I'm like, I actually do have some things that I could discuss.
Okay, well, let's make that could a should.
I mean, let's start with one that like, I mean, it's pretty like dumb, but like whatever.
Yeah, shoot your shot.
One of my biggest rants is that I hate the new Tesla. I hate the new Tesla.
Tesla?
Yeah, the new car, the new Cybertruck.
Tesla?
Tesla.
Tesla?
Tesla.
Tesla.
Whatever!
Tesla.
The fucking Elon Musk car.
Yeah, it's with an S, not a Z.
Yeah, Tesla.
The Cybertruck?
Yes,
I kind of love it and I want one.
I hate it.
I originally had an order for one. Like, I placed an order ages ago, Ash and I did. And then, like, literally, like, during COVID. And then they just kept getting pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed. And I was like, I need my $100 back. It's trying times. And I wish I would have kept it. Because now you could sell it for, like, literally 250 grand.
I know. Well, that's the thing. It's like, they're going for sale for crazy. And somehow I've fallen into this, like, weird TikTok world where I'm seeing this car resales guy that keeps popping up on my page. I must have looked at a car video once. And now I get this guy who sells cars all the time. And so he did that whole thing about how much the Cybertruck costs and how much you can make from it. Yeah. But I'm like, I've seen so many in person and I hate it.
I kind of like it.
I see myself driving one. I could never imagine like pulling up to my house and seeing that in a parking lot. Like,
I would drive it.
Parking it on the street.
But you have to be someone that's like
it's
showy.
Giving me like the ugly Hummers. Remember the Hummers of 2000s?
Do you know that was like my dream car?
Oh, of course it was.
So that checks out. A Hummer or my first car, I wanted a box car. So bad, like I was obsessed, and now I kind of like ended up with one. I like cars with just like very like sharp edges.
Okay, you know? I guess
like
I
mean, it's the Wrangler.
Just like literally a hideous car.
It's I think it's cool. It looks so like a spaceship.
Yeah, but I think it's like compared to like what's out there and what's cool and like what other. Cool
I think it's
cars
the coolest car that you can get.
Really,
I kind of love it, but I hate Elon Musk. So.
I hate this journey and I hate this story. And I saw someone driving it with the backside down.
Yeah.
And they had a chair in it that they were probably hauling on a move. And it just made it look even weird.
I was like, so dumb.
Like, I would not want my Cybertruck to be a moving car. Like, let me pick up this junk off the street.
Well, how about your fucking Mazda Fiat?
I love my Mazda.
It looks weird with a chair coming out the window, too.
I would never have a chair coming out the window.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a really funky car.
Yeah.
I kind
of
love it.
Wait, well, speaking of TikTok, how are you feeling about the TikTok ban?
Oh, I'm like.
Going to affect.
I mean, I'll still get the same videos on Instagram.
Here's Reels. The thing. I'm like not a TikToker these days. I never go on it.
I've been scrolling on Reels more.
I've been a Reels girl.
Yeah.
I've been a Reels girl. I feel like Reels is kind of like that girl this year. I feel like TikTok's kind of like, wah, wah.
But I feel like Reels too has gotten better at, except the only thing that I hate about Reels is the way you can't fast forward or move through. It's so glitchy when you try to like move from a scene or go back. You're like, oh, I wanted to actually, I missed that. What was it? And like, you try to go back and it glitches.
Yeah, that's annoying.
I also
hate that you can't pause it.
I hate the new Instagram update.
like when you go to post the story, like the AI and everything in it. I'm sick. They're gonna have to change it back.
Not even that. It's just like that when you no, try like, to post like a link song, and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's so
what
bad.
What is that?
It's so bad. I hate it. This like whole metaverse that they're trying to build, like it's not working.
Yeah, it's.
What are you looking at?
This light just turned on outside, and I'm like, is it the moon? And I think it is.
No, it's the light. It's the street lights, mama. Welcome to the city of Los Angeles. Those are street lights, mama.
I guess I've never been here this late.
Oh, whatever. No, there's normally blackout curtains on the.
Oh, that's what it is.
Anyways.
So, yeah, no, I hate that Beatron.
I'm kind of like, ban it. Oops.
Yeah.
But I already said that. And that's just for selfish reasons. I know that people's, like, actual jobs are on there and it's going to be really sad. But, like, for, like, my own selfish gain, like, I'm like, ban it.
Yeah.
I never blew up. So, I'd rather just everyone flock back to Instagram where I have, like, kind of a following.
It's still weird to me how people can still blow up on that site.
But, like, do they? I don't feel like engagement is good over there anymore. And, like...
But that girl, like that girl, the new like Alex Earl, I don't think people are claiming her to be the new Alex Earl. I don't think people are claiming her to be the new. I'm trying to tell you her name.
Do you watch Real Housewives
of
Orange County?
Yes, of course. Okay.
Just making sure you get the reference.
Thank you. No, the girl that like did the song to the Marley, I forget. I don't know how to say his name either.
YG Marley.
Yeah, I think that. And you know,
it's the most liked video.
Yes.
I don't know anything about her. I just know that because that's like now the most liked video or something.
In like a billion. She has like a billion
that's
views.
That's crazy.
I think. I'm like, maybe not that yet, far yet, but like 100+ million. A billion and 100+ million is a very drastic difference. Sorry. As we explained about numbers.
I don't even know. Like how many millions are in a billion?
100 million.
So yeah. So 100+ million would be a billion.
I mean, no, 1,000 million would be a billion.
That's crazy.
But she's literally just like, it's just her zooming into her face. And yeah, that's what made her blow up. But I'm like, that's why I really believe that there's someone in TikTok that's like,
They've admitted that there is.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like.
That's why I don't trust it. That's why I don't care.
Right.
That's ever since weird. That came out that like the there's literally TikTok a natural people person. Literally say that like people like can choose like who blows up or not. I'm like, I give up. Like,
yeah.
Because they apparently came across me and didn't like me. So I'm good. I'm going back to Reels where they don't like me, but at least I've got a stable following.
Yeah.
Well, one of my first random thoughts is, and I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but why do we speak in high-pitched voices when we think something is cute, i.e. baby, i.e. dogs or animals? Oh my gosh, are you just so cute, you little baby? I'm like, that is a dog.
Yeah.
That is an animal.
Right.
But like, they also like it. Like their ears like perk up and they're
I was gonna say, I think it's scientifically proven that the pitch, like higher pitches sounds better for dogs or animals. They like feel like it's more soothing. Don't quote me because I know the tyrants will come for me and say I'm like not right for anything.
They won't come
say.
For you. They're gonna come for me for throwing a bitch fit at the beginning of this episode.
But I'm just saying maybe they appreciate the tone.
No, I'm sure there is something. I feel like I remember Tezza telling me about that, about babies as well.
Same. I think it's like soothing.
Like what about, like that just is like, I see like a random baby and I'm like, hi, how are you?
That's just you.
How are you, cutie? No, everyone does that.
No, I know.
But even like I'll do it to literally like an 8-year-old boy. I'm like, hi, how was school? And then like I'll leave it like, bitch. Like,
yeah, you do that to me when I walk in. You're always like, oh, hi, how are you?
Literally, then they kick you out the door.
Well, yeah. No, it's funny that you say that though, because.
And watching like straight men do it, we're under arrest. Watching straight men do it.
The FBI. Oh, it's a real honk too.
I literally hate my life. watching straight men do it is even funnier. Because a lot of them, their voices are like they can like crack and get like kind of ugly. Know. Like gays are like, oh my gosh, hi, how are you? Right. Little cutie. Like, aren't you just cute?
Yeah.
Straight guys are like, oh hi.
Sounded like Goofy.
Nope, Goofy. Yeah. Literally. Donald Duck.
Wait, that's funny that you say that though. Not to go too much on a tangent, but I actually watched a TikTok today. Speaking of TikTok, or maybe it was a reel. Oh my God. I watched a reel today. Of this dog howling to Whitney Houston's My Heart Will Go On or whatever the song.
You are on a dark side.
No. It was like a dog. Like she was like, oh my God, my dog's favorite song. And it was like, you know, the Whitney Houston song.
Yeah.
The Whitney Houston song. And the dog's howling. And then I looked in the comments and there's like, hi, I was a former vet tech. That's actually him letting you know that that's painful to his ears. That sound is painful to his ears. That's like he's actually like doesn't okay, appreciate but like, the noise. I don't know if I believe
but
that.
But here's the thing. Did he tell you that? Yeah. Like, just because you're a vet tech, it's like, well, how do you know that?
Like let little Fido what, sing.
Everything that we know about animals, like when they're like, oh, like whales have their own languages between different pods and they communicate with each other. Yeah. Well, how the f*** do you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Did they tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, male seahorses are the ones that actually carry the pregnancy through because of X, Y, Z, A, B, C, A, F, G. And how did you confirm that?
Right.
Did you ask them?
I know.
When they know, like, which penguins, like, mate for life or this, that, or whatever. I'm just like, y'all are acting like you know too much about animals, and I don't think you really know that much.
I know.
Because we learn every day, and they surprise us every day.
Right.
Speaking of animals.
You lost me in that.
One of my random, yeah, I kind of lost myself as well. One of my random thoughts is God really popped his pussy with peacocks.
Oh, yeah.
Why are they so stunning?
I know. My deep fear of birds, but they are pretty.
Like, would you classify that a bird?
Oh, 100%. Have you ever seen one in person?
Yes.
They're huge.
They're gorgeous.
When they open their wingspan, it's like...
Stunning. Gorgeous.
Are you kidding me? A mural, that thing is coming at me.
If I was 2,000 years ago...
They like to bug people.
If it was 2,000 years ago, I didn't know what a peacock was. Never seen one. I lived in friggin' the desert of Abu Dhabi.
Sure.
And I hopped on a little wooden ship and I, you know, gave him my coin pouch of all my gold and I sailed away to wherever peacocks are originated from. I don't know where they're from. And I stepped off the boat and there was a peacock and it spread its beautiful feathers. I would think this bird is a god. This bird is literally...
No, peacocks are
sent from heaven. And why? It's like... Okay, whatever you believe in, God, universe, whatever.
Yeah.
Why do some animals...
He popped off.
Why do some fish or some, you know, like what are those things called? Like sea urchins that look like a piece of shit. No, they look like a piece of poop.
Yeah.
A sea urchin or like a...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally looks like a piece of
cucumber.
Poop.
Yeah.
That. And then also, you got a peacock.
Yeah.
What were you tired that day?
Well, then there's also like a seal versus a walrus. They like what? Look similar, but they're not.
Yeah, but what's that?
I'm just saying they're like the distinctions are so insane.
Yeah, but that's just evolution.
I guess
mama.
So. I mean, yeah.
but
I will say, yeah, like peacocks, flamingos. I mean, I know they get their pinkness from eating the shrimp, but like,
why are they so cute?
They're just beautiful birds. And then standing on one leg,
and then we just have ugly animals. But it's like, why can't we just make them all cute?
I have a fear of birds, but birds are so beautiful.
Why do you hate that?
No, I just have a fear of birds. I don't hate birds. I have a fear of birds. In fact, I have a fun story. Something that happened to be a little life update. Here you go.
Oh my gosh!
I was in my office, working right, and I'm doing my thing. And what fly? I let the doors open. What flies into the office? But a little finch. You know, those little birds.
Just a little finch.
And I was almost shitting my ass.
I think...
My arse was on fire. I was so scared. I was ducking from this little bird. He wouldn't leave.
I think I used to have a pet finch. I'm not kidding.
Okay, well, I don't know that you can domesticate a finch.
Yes, you can, mama. You can? If you could domesticate an orangutan, I think that they could catch a finch, okay?
Yeah, you know, I mean, yes.
I had 1,000 different birds.
You also... Yeah, you've had birds in your life.
Yeah, but I killed them all.
Little thing walked in. I'm like, okay, ma'am, you need to see your way out. And okay. I'm gonna die in a heat exhaustion because I'm not opening these windows anymore or these doors.
Do you not have air conditioning?
I did, but I was like, let me just pop the doors.
Apparently,
open.
I don't. Nice, I'm fresh, wet.
Fresh breeze was blowing through LA. And I was like, let me just open these gorgeous doors. And then what happens? A bird.
Like, have we talked about this? Like,
yes, I have a fear of birds.
No. Let me finish, bitch. Like, who? I feel like maybe I've talked about this because it is a thought that goes on in my mind very often, especially when conversation turns to PETA.
Oh.
Now, I'm all for it. Let me start this rant off by saying I'm here for animal rights. Uh-huh. Y'all know I don't like dogs. But this is a bigger conversation.
Oh, okay.
I'm here for all animal rights. Guess what? I'm actually the most pro animal, the most pro PETA. Because I don't even want a damn dog.
I know.
I don't want any animal. I want animals to go where they belong, in wherever they came from.
Yeah.
I don't want them in a bar. I don't want them around me. I don't want them in a park. I don't want them on the street. I don't want them anywhere. I want them in the woods where they came from. I want chihuahuas to be in Chihuahua, Mexico. I want, I don't know, wherever they came from, go back. Parrots, go back to freaking the jungle. I don't know. But if we're going to open that can of worms, and if you want to have a Siberian husky in your studio apartment in the city of Los Angeles, California, if you want a Great Dane in a one-bedroom apartment in California, if you want a Pomeranian that has bred and mixed with so many different types of dogs just because you wanted it to be hyperallergenic and you wanted it smaller and you wanted it bigger, then you wanted it purple, you wanted it... Then why can't Shamu be in the pool at SeaWorld? There are thousands, millions of pets all across the world being treated poorly, even if they're treated nicely, but they're in cages, they're in pets, they're in crates or whatever. There is one whale in a tank in SeaWorld. And guess what it does? Makes millions of children happy every year. I get that, like, they're not treated correctly. And, like, I'm not saying Shamu should be there. But I'm saying neither should your Great Dane or your Siberian Husky
I understand your logic.
Be in a studio apartment in the city of Los Angeles, and you go to work for 8 hours, and it's just sitting there thinking it's been abandoned. Why is it acceptable for someone to have a chinchilla?
I see your logic.
Why is it acceptable for someone to have a
ferret?
A ferret. A rat. A bunny. Rat.
A lemur.
A parrot. Like, where do we draw the line?
I don't
we drew the line at one orca whale.
Well, I mean, yes. I don't have anything to say on that. I just feel like maybe set Shamu free.
Free Willy?
Yeah, Free Willy.
Oh my gosh, that movie's so good. But if we're going to free Willy, let's free all the dogs.
Free all the dogs. Free all the... Well, I think... Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like dogs... Some dogs have a great life.
I'm sure they do. Yeah. And I'm sure that some animals in captivity have great lives.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure some zoos treat those orangutans just so sweet. I'm sure some polar bears are like, sweet, I'm not having to forage through the wilderness in Antarctica to get a fish. I'm good. I got an ice cold encampment. I'm with my girlfriend and I get free fish every day. Like, I don't even have to do anything.
Or a boyfriend like penguins. Let's not be.
Or the gay penguins.
Yeah. Which, by the way, have you seen?
I'm just saying.
The beautiful SeaWorld in Abu Dhabi. They built a SeaWorld that looks like literally every ecosystem is like gorgeous.
I need to go.
Like,
and especially if they have orca whale, I will be supported. Guys, cancel me. That is maybe one of my hottest takes, maybe even hotter than like my like not love for Taylor Swift. I think that Shamu's fine where he is.
But you love SeaWorld, I think.
I'm like, sure, I'm all for like, give him a bigger tank, maybe give him some partners. Like, I'm sure like the conditions are not great. Obviously, it's sad. Jokes aside.
Yes.
But there are a lot of animals out in the world. And some of the animals, it's like they can't be set out free because they were actually saved and rescued. And then now they couldn't go back in their normal habitat because then they would be rejected by their tribe. And so, you know, let zoos live. Because guess what? I run through a zoo every time I try to go to the grocery store with the amount of dogs in these streets.
Wow.
Anyways, that's just one of my rants. What's your next really random thought?
Well, you know, I mean,
oh my God. I guess PETA
is coming.
PETA's coming for me. I'm under arrest.
Under arrest.
They heard me talk about Shamu.
Take her away.
I said, don't free Willie. And they said, you're going to jail.
Well, you know what? Not to go back too far from what we're talking about. Sweet little
Please
animals.
Take me far away from Shamu.
Sweet little animals. No, but I'm going to talk about something that your little baby tyrants, I like to call them, I'm gonna give them a name, the baby tyrants. You know, I'm talking the high schoolers, the early college kids that listen. I'm calling them the little tyke tyrants.
Are they the little tyke tyrants or the baby tyrants?
Their name is gonna be little tyke tyrants.
What's a tyke?
Like a little child, you know, like a tyke.
I don't like that. I like baby tyrants.
Okay, well, the baby tyrants.
Little tyke tyrants, like Jesus Christ.
The little tyke tyrants.
You've been listening to too much Taylor Swift. The tortured poets department. Like, names are getting too long. Let's simplify.
Well, and don't ask me anything about that because I'm not going to address that here.
Oh, have you listened to it?
Sure. No, I haven't. I haven't. I haven't found the time.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, continue. Give me your totally random thought.
But anyways, for the little baby tyrants who will never experience this joy and pleasure of staying home from school and watching old school TV. When I'm talking about old school TV, I'm talking about like The Price is Right, which I know is still on, but not the original with Bob Barker. May he rest in peace. Another one of my heroes and icons. You know, but like the talk shows that were on when you were when I was a child in the 90s, staying home meant that I was watching. You're not going to know any of these people.
Right, because it's like live during the day.
It's just like, you mean? It's like happening during the day.
It was
Jenny Jones. You probably never heard of her.
Never heard.
Ricky Lake. Never heard of her. Montel Williams. Never heard of him. Maury. You've probably heard of Maury because you've probably seen him on TikTok.
I like know the name.
Like the kids, The Price is Right. The original The Price is Right with Bob Barker. I'm the kids will never know the joy. And let me tell you why.
But they'll know that joy because they have their own version of those shows.
What's on TV now? The View?
No, I ain't watching for you.
I ain't watching The View. No, but I'm talking about these are like talk shows. So like, and they all had their niche. Like Ricky Lake, her niche, her every episode was from not to hot, right? So they would always bring like, let's say you and me.
How to get from you to me.
No. You'd be like, she would have a guest and I'm the ugly one. And she'd be like, and the girl or the guy would come out and be like, I was bullied in high school because like I'm ugly and blah, blah, blah. And then now I'm hot, you know? And it's like, and now I'm here to show my bully that I'm hot, you know? And it's like that. Okay. And then they bring out the bully and it'd always be like, oh my God, you're still.
So it's like, you are not the father.
No, it's like, you're still a fat turd, blah, 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 blah. And they're like going back and forth. You are still
a fat turd is crazy.
Okay. Or she would have like transformations, be like, okay, girl, like we're going to do you over and you'll show him. And that was Ricky Lake. Same with Jenny Jones. Jenny Jones was a little more drastic. She would have more drastic ones. Mm-hmm. Maury not only had the paternity test, it wasn't only about the you are not the father. That's Maury. He also had these crazy episodes where, and going back to my fear of birds, would have an episode at least once a month about random fears that people would have. So like fear of cotton balls, right? This lady would come on and she'd be like, I'm afraid of cotton balls.
Literally psychological.
And you know what
help.
He would do?
Bring him out cotton balls.
Bring out a tray of cotton balls.
I've seen like clips of this on TikTok.
And the people would run around and they'd be so scared.
I feel like a recreation of one of those shows is coming up.
And then Montel Williams, Sylvia Brown, the psychic Sylvia Brown, who would always be on predicting people. She's like the original big like head medium. Teresa Caputo.
Yeah.
She would be on there like, well, I think the world's going to end in 2022. And I see that. And then somebody would go up there and be like, hi, this is not a joke. Somebody like some sad person would go up and be like, I lost my someone in my life. Can you tell me if they're here with me? And she'd be like, was he your dad? And then she'd be like, yes. And then it'd be like, he's fine. And then it'd be like, it looks like he choked. And then she'd be like, yeah, he had like, oh no, she'd be like, it looks like he had some respiratory issues. And then she'd be like, oh my God, yes, he was old. You know, he had like hard breathing or whatever. He's doing fine. Proven wrong half the time. She was disproved for a lot. She would also have like end of year predictions. So
okay, I don't need like every single skit that was on these goddamn shows. Oh my God. I'm like, is he going to land the plane or am I going to hear about every single episode he ever watched in his entire life every time he stayed home from school? Like,
but it was just the joy of watching those shows. And you what did
but like,
you watch
was the joy coming
home?
From the shows or was it coming from staying home from school?
No, it was just like, oh, and then there was the epitome of daytime talk. She was like, she wasn't like Oprah level, but like she was like the next Oprah. Sally Jesse Raphael. She had red glasses. She was just like a little lady. She would come out there just, and she'd have the most, like, she'd be like, her the episode that I remember the most, oh my God, she would have these people, like, behind the screen, it'd be a black screen, and she's like, can you tell who this person is based on their voice? And it'd be like, hey, I'm 6'5". Oh no, she'd be like, hey, I'm blah, 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 blah. And then out would come this little 5'4" guy. And it's like, oh, and people would be like, ah, ha, 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 oh my God, that's so funny. How do you do your voice like that? Or like, like sound like a sex phone operator, but you're like 9,900 pounds or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, you are going to get canceled.
It's just like that kind of energy. Kind of shows. But like, what would you watch when you stayed home from school?
Well, I only really remember staying home from school one time and it literally is ingrained in my memory because it literally was so traumatic. I can't remember. I've talked about this on the podcast before, but one time I stayed home from school and I did not ask permission.
Uh-huh.
And it's because I didn't do my homework and like we had a test and I was so unprepared and I was like, you know what? Why don't I just stay home? Like, I'm going to do my homework. I'm like, I'm sick, whatever.
Right.
little did I know, my father also chose to stay home this day from work.
Oh,
and
no.
I didn't tell him that I was staying home. And so literally I had to lock myself in my room and literally make not 1 ounce of noise the entire day because I was so terrified. And then finally he like came upstairs and he was like, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "Oh, like I'm not feeling good. Like, I don't know, whatever." And he was like, "Get dressed right now." And literally like I went in the bathroom so I brushed my teeth and he was like, "Oh no, you don't get to brush your teeth. Put clothes on immediately or I'm taking you in your underwear." And I literally had to go like my retainer is still in my mouth. Like I hadn't brushed my teeth, showered. My hair was looking busted.
How old are you?
Oh my God. No, I was like a junior in high school. It was.
So
and then when he drops me off, he like takes me in and I'm like, "Dad, you can just drop me off." He's like, "No," he takes me in, makes me talk to the principal. And he's like, "I just want you to know that my son is ditching class." He did not get permission to stay home from school. He is ditching. He is not excused.
Dad.
No, it was mortifying because the receptionist was like, "He's fine. Like, he's fine. He can go to class." And he was like, "No, I would I would like to speak to the principal." It was mortifying.
Did you get detention?
No, they don't do that.
I got detention once in my life, but I got 5 days of detention.
Maybe they do detention, but I do not remember that.
And it was for laughing. And literally the
well, if it's anything like the laugh I know, I can see why. Detention for life.
Well, not that you asked me, but I'll tell you the story.
Oh,
So we're sitting in class and some kids started fighting. So they called the dean in and the dean was like, "Everyone just quiet down, blah, blah, blah. If I hear a peep, you're getting detention." And my friend made me laugh. Worse. And guess what I did? And then 5 hours of detention, which meant 5 days of detention.
Oh, that deserves jail.
5 hours.
Maybe I did get detention. I don't remember for what, though. Anyways.
Straight for a week. Had to sit in an hour detention with the dean.
My next totally random thought is the Blue Man Group.
Oh, uh-huh. I've never seen them in concert, but I've seen them. I know they're in Vegas.
What? When? Where? What?
I know. They're the original Jabberwockies. You know the Jabberwockies?
Yes, I've seen them.
It's like that. Like, they're just such a hype.
I've also seen the Blue Man Group.
You have?
Yes.
I've never seen either.
I went in high school, and there is a photo of me that will literally be ingrained in my brain. I went with this girl, Allison.
To Vegas?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And my parents let me do crazy shit.
What?
I don't know.
I went with her
family. I don't know what we were doing there. And we went and saw the Blue Man Group in the Phantom of Opera. And
oh, that's fun.
I remember exactly what I was wearing because it is ingrained in my brain. I am wearing a gray church button-up, red skinny jeans, bright red cherry skinny jeans, and cherry red suspenders.
Oh, wow.
And gray, like, high-top Converse. So, you know, it's just matching the gray and the red.
So this is preempting Coachella 2025.
Literally. Yeah, maybe I should bring suspenders back. Because, like, I was that girl. I wore them before Jonas Brothers, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wore that, and it will be forever ingrained in my brain. But did you know this about the Blue Man Group? I thought it was just, like, a group of, like, you know, peeps that, like, created this business, whatever. There's thousands of them.
I was going to say, I thought it was only three of them because the billboard is only three heads.
No, there's thousands of them. They like rotate out. It's like a whole cult.
In pain?
I don't know what they do, but it's so scary. Like that is weird. Like the concept of it, it's like kind of creepy.
So what's the show? It's like they're playing with blue paint?
They like are like playing like drums and instruments or whatever. And then like sometimes the instruments are like covered in paint.
Yeah.
And so like when they hit it, like paint like splats, right. But they're like all blue. I don't know. It's very weird. It's kind of getting like Rufus to Soul energy. Like if you were on acid.
Okay. Know? Cause that's what I'm thinking. I feel like they might like have like a if they had a hype DJ, they could the show probably hasn't been updated in.
Yeah. They need to re-up it.
I feel like it could be a hit.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, the Jabberwockies was fun.
Nick Mackey and I went to Jabberwockies when we were in Vegas last time, like year ago.
Oh, yeah, just recently. Yeah. I remember you guys went.
Yeah, we went to the Jabberwockies. We like went with MGM, like the client.
Yeah.
And they like made us do a meet and greet with them.
Oh, my gosh.
But they don't talk.
Oh, so we
they have like masks on. Yeah, so it was just like literally standing there getting a photo in like a cup. It was so awkward. Me and Nick Mackey were like, "We have got to go." It was all like children there, like literally 10-year-old boys, like so excited.
We
have got to go.
Which is not one of my random thoughts, but meet and greets are actually so awkward. I can't imagine being a celebrity of a caliber of like Lady Gaga or like even like when you met the Kings of Leon.
Mumford and Sons.
Or Mumford and Sons. Sorry. Same.
I wouldn't even say me. That was so awkward.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't like that, though, when it's literally like a step and repeat step and photo. Repeat? Like, if it's like a meet and greet where it's like a signing of like a book or a record or something, and you get to like literally say like, you get 30 seconds or a right. minute with the artist. Like, I think that's cute. And I feel like the artist probably doesn't like it, but also does because it's the only time that they can like be in a safe environment where they right. can actually like talk with their fans like face to face and like get like the praise that they see online.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I feel like I would like it.
Not to full circle this,
but I'm also full of myself.
Yeah, exactly. You would want anyone to take a picture. You create your own step and repeat and stand outside.
Not even for the photo, but like if I was just like standing and there was like a people in line waiting to be like, oh my God, I'm obsessed with you. Yeah. I'd be like, wow, thanks.
No, that's always fun. But like, yeah, like I mean, I can imagine if a tyrant comes up to you and tries to talk to you, I feel like that is joyful because you get to interact, you tell, you get to
but
say
like
hello.
When you get to a certain caliber of celebrity, like that can't happen.
Sure.
Like no fans like going up to Beyonce on the street and being like, right. oh my God, I love you. It's like, but if you're in like a safe environment of like a meet and greet, it's like, that's the only time Beyonce probably gets to like chat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Oh my gosh, my leg is about
on Sycamore. Okay, thanks.
He's about to fall. Anyways, what's your next little rant of that?
Okay, well, anyway. So moving on from Beyonce. And if you guys, I just want to clarify, we're not arguing. This is just our relationship and our friendship.
If they only know. Understand, if they only know.
We're actually, I will leave here and forget about it. And
I'll forget about you.
And I'll forget about you. But speaking of TikTok, but not so much. Speaking of my totally random, well, actually, I can
spit out the fucking thought.
I'm going to morph two together. So, fun fact. I listen to the radio, right? Which seems to baffle people when I tell them I listen to the radio.
Yeah, because it's not 1925.
Like, it's such a strange concept that I still listen to the radio.
Oh my God, that actually leads into one of my totally random thoughts. Okay, okay, hurry and get out your thought. Wait.
Well, okay. I can pause. But no, I mean, literally, I listen to the radio and my thought was like,
Where do you listen to the radio?
In my car.
But like just on the radio, like just like a normal radio.
Yeah. Like,
okay. Continue with
Kiss
your thought.
FM, you know, like whatever. I listen to like random radio stations. Cut. I get my news on the news channel on the radio when I'm driving into work.
Okay. Now get your thought out.
Well, that's one of my thoughts is like, why are people so weirded out that I still listen to the radio? But my second thought is to lead into
it's this. Because when you could choose what you want to listen to, why would you listen to something that literally has an ad every 2 seconds and has terrible sound quality?
But perfect
and
example.
You are listening to literally songs that have been on the radio for 10 years.
But here's a prime example. I'm not Sabrina Carpenter's demographic. But
exactly. That's why you shouldn't listen to the radio because I feel like she's the one playing on the radio.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I learned of her from the radio. Like I listened to Feather on the radio and I was like, oh, what a cute song. And I was like, who is this girl? And then I was like, oh, Sabrina Carpenter. Oh, great. Cool. Mm-hmm. Love it. You know, I mean, they're not playing every artist. I mean, they're also not playing like.
No. Yeah. It'll be that Murder on the Dance Floor.
Right. They'll play like the top 40s and they'll throw.
But that's what I don't like. I'm like, I don't want to just listen to the top 40s. If I want to do that, I could just play it myself. And also I could listen to it with better sound quality.
Yeah.
But
go into your tangent because then I'll go back to me.
So my totally random thought with that is like recently they had like the iHeartRadio Music Awards, which is always happening. I'm like, Oh, I thought it was dead. I thought the camera died for a second. Anyways, who is listening to music on iHeartRadio?
Yeah, that's weird.
Enough for them to have their own music awards, like their own award show that is televised.
So,
and as a red carpet, I'm like, Spotify, that'd be like if Spotify anybody, it'd be like Spotify awards, whatever, but it's like iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
I have never once, or it'd make more sense if it was like SiriusXM Music Awards.
Right.
Who the hell listens to music on iHeartRadio? And like, what even is iHeartRadio? I've never heard it, like, other than the iHeartRadio Music Awards. And like, I just know that name, but like, what is it? Like, is it a radio station? Is it like Pandora? Is it an app? Like, what is iHeartRadio?
Well, happy that you asked. Happy to help you answer
that's
that.
That's why I asked where you listen to it. Because I was like, if he listens to iHeartRadio, I'm going to lose it.
Well, no, but Kiss FM is an iHeartRadio station. So like, most radio stations are iHeartRadio stations.
Okay.
Except they're unless they're an Odyssey station. So they're just like.
So iHeartRadio is just like a parent company.
Yes. So
of actual radio stations.
Yes. And I think, and I could be wrong, but I think they own or they're partners with the Billboard 100. So okay. I feel like our heart, and I think
but then
that's
they
why
also
they
have
an
the
award
Billboard
show.
The Billboard shows, right?
I think they got rid of the Billboard Awards. I haven't seen one in years.
Billboard Music Awards?
Yeah.
Is that not a thing?
Yeah, that used to be a thing, but I haven't seen one in years.
Okay.
And I think it just became the Our Heart Radio Music Awards.
Okay.
But I feel like that's the thing. It's like Kiss FM was bought out by Our Heart Radio, like all the others say, like Coast 103.5. Yeah, all the radio stations in LA. Like I think they're all mostly owned by iHeart. There's a few Odyssey stations, which is another like a radio source of people, I guess. It's like a tower or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. Like, I think K-Rock, which is like the interesting. Rock
I'm just like, iHeartRadio. Like, I was like, is that like Pandora? Like,
but it is also, so is
Pandora
weird.
Still a thing?
Yes. I think it is.
Who is listening?
Or like that or SiriusXM? Because I feel like SiriusXM,
I feel like, is a thing. But it's just because, like, you get it for free for a year, like every time you buy a car or something.
And you can just call every time they try to charge you. And you're like, oh, we'll give you another year for free.
Yeah, right, right. Like, who is paying for it?
Like, all it is a glorified Spotify. It's basically a playlist.
Right.
It's like preemptive. Playlist.
I'm just like, but just plug in your car, plug in your phone, and just play music off your
There's phone. Times where I will listen to Spotify, but I also like there was that meme that was, or the video of the girl that's like, oh, of like, hey, have you heard this new song? And it's like, no, give me the aux and I'll listen to an album from 2000.
No,
and that's me.
Same.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, I'm never like looking for new music. Like, Drew can listen to his suggested Friday or whatever, the new music Friday.
No, I can't.
He will listen to it and I'm like, this.
I'll listen to new music, but if I'm not caught in the first 5 seconds, I'm on to the next.
Yeah. No, same. Meanwhile, I'm like listening to, well, I won't say Cowboy Carter because it's going to cause some controversy because I have heard that, but I never heard the Taylor Swift.
No, but no, I'm listening the Tyrants get it.
I'm listening to Casey Musgrave still.
Yeah, that is good.
On repeat.
Cowboy Carter's taken over my life. Yeah. Also, like, after Coachella, I've been listening more like party music.
Oh.
Like John Summit, Gustavo Fine. I'm saying it wrong, but whatever.
She's in her party, party anime.
My next totally random thought is, have you seen that like viral like clip that's been going around? It's like a funny meme of this interview of this girl, like, it's, I think it's literally like Barbara Walters or something, like that girl that does like the interviews like back in the day, right?
Yeah. Well, it depends on who she interviewed, but I'll tell you.
Like, that does like 60 Minutes or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they did like a 60 Minutes thing and they were talking about the homosexual men, like gay men. And they were doing like science tests and they were like, they're like, we did a science test to see if I could see if the person was gay just by
based
like,
on their voice.
Yeah, just based on their voice. Yeah. And the straight guy's like, hi, how are you? And she's like, straight. And she can't see him. It's like he's like behind a wall. And then it's the guy and he's like, hi. And she's like, gay. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, what is the science behind the fact that like people say you choose to be gay or right. you're like not born right. this way or whatever. Right, and I'm like, right. this is literally just how I talk.
Right.
Not influenced whatsoever. People might think like, oh, you're influenced on like Drag Race or all your gay friends, whatever. I have been speaking like this since I was literally able to speak in Provo, Utah, not surrounded by one other homosexual, didn't know what gay was and never seen gay people on TV. Like, I've been talking about this, and same with the limp wrist. Why are we so loose with our wrist? Where does it come from? What is the science?
Oh, so you actually think that that's a real science behind it? That makes
it's
that true.
It's got to be. It's like, what? Why are our lists, why are we like always like this?
Yeah.
But like straight guys aren't. But it's like, how is that tied in with our sexuality? Because liking sucking a dick doesn't mean I should like have a limp wrist or like talk high, but it's like all gay, most gay men like do have like a sassier voice and a higher voice and like, you know, are very fluid with their hands.
Yeah.
What is the string in the DNA that is making that happen?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. But I will, you know, flip the other side.
Okay.
I knew a guy who was gay back in my early days. Who was gay, obviously, but he sounded so straight. Like, he was, like, so straight.
Yeah,
sounding.
No, they're obviously
and he would
are
actually,
men like that.
He actually hated it so bad because people thought he was, they would always just assume he was straight because he sounded straight. And he's like, I'm actually gay. Like,
okay, boo-hoo. I don't feel bad for him.
I know. But it's like, but I mean, like, but also that's just the stigma of, like, I don't think people, which I'm really happy for. I think fluidity and sexuality has gotten to a point where it's like, I don't know who's gay these days.
That's what I'm saying. Like, obviously there are straight men who like have high-pitched voices and there are gay guys who have like very deep voices and are very masked and like don't have a limp wrist. But like in a general sense, like you could look at me and be like, I could be literally naked, no clothes, like not say a word. And you would look at me and be like, like it just is like literally a part of who I am. And I'm like, there's got to be a science behind like the limp wrist, the voice, but...
Well, and that's all the Kinsey scale too. It's like where you
fall. Kinsey?
That.
Who's Kinsey?
So that's like your gay scale. Like where you fall.
Where do
gay
you
scale.
Fall? What's
I
the range?
I think I've never
one
taken
to ten.
It. I've never. I don't know the real scale.
I'm
like I've never really gone that far into like
what percentage wise would you say gay you are? Like I'm probably like 100%, maybe 95%.
I mean, I can't say I'm 100 knowing my past, but like maybe. No, I mean just like 80%, 85%.
Okay, that's lower than I thought.
Really?
I'd say like 90.
Yeah, like comfortably.
Like 95.
Okay. I mean, I know who I am, so I just don't know. I've never really like scaled myself.
Yeah.
But it was
anyways, trial what's your next totally random thought?
Well, going back to what I was saying about the radio, I'm kind of annoyed.
Okay.
That now I can't hear an oldie and not reference a new sample that has been released that uses the same song. Prime example. Okay. You know the song, whoa, whoa, you got the best of my love. You probably have never heard that song in your life.
I've heard it off of like, isn't that on Hairspray?
Maybe.
Whoa, whoa, you got the best. Isn't that like, it's by like...
Diana Ross or something like
that? Yeah, I was going to say a black woman.
Someone like that. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. But that's like, that's the same beat as that, you're my little boo thing.
Ew,
and it's just like always, when you hear that song, the intro, you automatically, I automatically start singing, you're my little boo thing.
Ew, I hate
and
that.
And I hate that.
I'm Who gonna, sings that song,
I'm you're my little boo thing? I don't know, but I'll play you the song.
Well, you can't play it because then we're going to get demonetized.
No, I'm going to play the old school, the old one.
I know, but you can only play like a quick clip.
Yeah.
This episode's on YouTube.
No, it's just going to be the intro real quick. It's just going to be the, you'll hear it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, yeah.
You automatically want to say, you're my little boo thing.
Ew, I hate that.
But that's the original Best of My Love.
That's true.
That or, you know what other song? Yeah. Or, you know, the other way that music has been ruined for me, September. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden I hear it. Yeah, I just want to hear the, or like some random like TikTok version. Or like someone doing a sad video and I'm just like, oh, the dog that got, you know, whatever. Or some sad video I saw.
We have to just let that go though, because that's just gonna like, it's like me beating a dead horse and I'm like, can we stop with the remakes of movies? But I'm like, they're not slowing down anytime soon. So we just gotta like free ourselves from the shackles of trying to preserve art that once was. Because it's all gonna get remade and it's all gonna be just big piles of shit.
You know, I'm optimistic about Titanic 2.
I will say, no one is ever... I'm just kidding. They're making a Titanic 2. No,
I hope not.
Could you imagine? That is one I don't think they would ever touch. I really don't think they would ever touch
that. Who sings that You're My Little Boo Thing song? Like some guy named Paul Russell.
Ew, I hate it.
Like, kudos to you.
Oh my God, speaking of music and names.
Okay.
Do you know Bruno Mars's real name?
No.
Because it is not, in fact, Bruno.
No, I know he's not Bruno Mars, but I know he's Filipino / Hispanic, so he could have an interesting name. What is his name?
Peter!
Okay, not interesting as I thought.
Like, that is crazy. Bruno Mars' name is Peter?
Peter.
That deserves jail.
Wow, Peter.
I don't like that one bit.
We talked about this before too with Miley. When celebrities change their names.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
But Bruno Mars, that's a wild one. I would have never guessed Peter.
Peter's just wild.
I would have guessed like Beater. I don't know. Something that rhymed with Bruno, you know?
Like
Brutus.
We need to talk about something.
Oh, okay. Shifting gears.
In the arms of an angel.
That was a Peter song.
Fly away.
Only you. Oh, no. You can save a...
Tyrants, we gather here today to mourn the loss of a fallen soldier and celebrate what once was.
I'm scared.
And we are sad that there has been a death.
I'll get to the death. Who died?
The dollar menu.
Oh, I've been talking about the dollar menu.
Where is the dollar menu? Since when can you not roll up to your favorite fast food chain, roll down the window, and get a hamburger that is literally the smallest patty you've ever seen, sprinkled with some onions, two patties that look like they've been sat on by,
that just slaps.
And a fry. And a soda, and it would all be $1. You'd be leaving there, you'd be counting quarters in your quarter jar. I literally went to McDonald's.
Oh, yeah, it's not cheap no more.
Mama, you leave there with a McDouble fry and a drink, it's $15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Since when is the dollar menu become the value menu?
Well, they want you to download the app so then you can get like...
Well, that's because they want me to sign them terms and conditions. Yeah. That say I can never sue their ass. And guess what? One day I will be suing Mickey D's.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I've talked about this since they changed the price of my Diet Coke. Now it's $1.79.
It's really devastating.
And actually, McDonald's has still the lowest Diet Coke price. I drove through a Jack in the Box for a Diet Coke 450.
Okay, I can't remember if they said they were rolling this back or not, but what were your thoughts on when they came out and said that they were going to start increasing their pricing during like rush hours, like surge pricing? You didn't see that?
Oh, no.
Wendy's came out and said, I think it was Wendy's came out and said, like, we're going to be doing surge pricing. So if it's like,
that's insane.
If it's like 4 o'clock or lunch hour or whatever, and there's like so many people, like, right, they're going to increase the price of the items.
Oh, that's wild.
I'm just like, if I wanted to spend $12 on a burger, guess what? I'm going to Chili's.
Yes.
I'm not going to McDonald's. I'm going to McDonald's because I want a $3 chuck.
Yes.
And we'll slurp it down so fast in the side of my car.
I mean, yeah, they still have the 2 for $6 or whatever. You can still get like a, I mean, I
you
know,
but all their menu items.
That you can still get 4-piece chicken nuggets and double
it's just so sad.
Cheeseburger for like $6.
Like, I remember when like a kid's meal used to be like $3.50.
Yes. Well, you know what? It's crazy that you say this because I went out for ice cream and I went to Cold Stone, which I was told is not Cold Stone's, it's Cold Stone.
What?
Cold Stone's. Do you remember Cold Stone ice cream shop?
Is it Cold Stone or Cold Stone's? Well, you've said it different every time you said
it. I always say Cold Stone's, but it's just Cold Stone.
Okay.
Or Cold Stone's ice cream, I guess. I don't know. But I went to Cold Stone. Do you know?
What's a scoop?
Their sizing.
Oh, no.
Do you know their sizing?
Small, medium,
like
extra large.
It, it's like it, love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like it, love it, spread me.
Yeah, what? Yeah, yeah. Like obsessed or whatever. The like it, $9.
The smallest one?
The smallest little baby scoop. Kids scoop.
No, 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 no. There needs to be literally a class action lawsuit, federal investigation.
Oh, no.
Because that, I know there's rats back there anyways.
Oh, no. Let me finish. That's just for like a scoop of basic ass ice cream.
No, if you want a topping.
Or if you want one of their signature Oreo,
no,
whatever, banana pudding one, $11, mama.
For the
smallest little like it. There was a family of four people in that Gladstone or Cold Stone.
Gladstone.
And I thought, y'all have to be the richest people I've ever seen in my life.
Bankruptcy.
Let your kids, let these little grimy ass children have $11 scoop of ice cream.
No.
And mom and dad got an $11. They were going to the movies.
Why wouldn't you just go to the grocery store and just buy a pint?
That's what I'm saying.
And go home and turn it on your TV. Because we're in trying times out here. We can't be out here in these streets. Guess what? My kids are going to be doing shit.
$44 for four little scoops of ice cream.
I went to the movie. And then movie tickets and the food there. I left there spending like $85. Yes. I got a pizza and some wings and a movie ticket.
Yes.
If I had to pay for me,
and
my
date?
Husband,
yeah,
and little rats,
yeah,
coming with me. No, that's why I can only have one kid. I really think like
it's
that's
insane.
My max out. Like life is so expensive, and I'm way too selfish.
I text my sister. I'm like, wow, y'all really bougie ass bitches out here on the street.
It's
my
crazy.
Sister has Disneyland passes. I'm like, oh, so you're just balling out of control.
I mean, but that's why they get a pass because
I know,
it's like a lot
get
of people
better
I want to
get
a pass.
But I'm just like things like that. I'm like, oh, when they go out to eat, I'm like, oh, rich.
Yeah, no, that's
oh,
crazy. That's why my family never went out to eat. We never went out to eat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because you're a little younger. I mean, I still.
But also, I had six people.
Yeah. Y'all were literally
a clan.
The Home Alone movie.
No, we were literally. What's that one movie with?
Home Alone.
Martin Schwartz. Is that his name? The big white guy?
It's Cheaper by the Dozens.
Yeah. With Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
That was my family. They just keep popping out.
I love that movie.
Anyways, what's your next Holly Randall?
Oh, I love that movie. And Father of the Bride. Oh, I love that
he
movie.
He was a classic. I love him.
I mean, he still is. He's on.
I don't like that dumbass show.
Well, you know, I saw this and it made me think of you because now that you have a million streams, a million people you've
Let's
reached.
Let's not go back
no,
there.
No, no, no. You reached a million people. You know, a million downloads.
A million hours.
That's amazing. So here's my little thing because I saw this and I was like, I'm going to do this experiment on Tyson. So you have all these people that you follow on Instagram and social media, whatever.
Okay.
There's people that you like that you follow, right? And okay. I saw someone talked about this. So I'm stealing their idea because I want to do this with you. So you interact with people.
Uh-huh.
People that you've never really talked to, but like you interact socially.
We get it. I'm on the social medias.
But you don't really know what their voice sounds like.
Like unless
you create
you like
a
watch
sound.
Their, no,
no, no,
you
no
watch
but
their
like,
Instagram stories.
Okay, let's say you're not that devoted, but like, let's say you have a tyrant that like DMs you and you're like, or like someone that sends you to the salon or whatever. So like, do this for example. Open your phone, go to someone that you text.
And my phone's where over there.
Okay, well just imagine someone, let's say, imagine like.
Like I get the thought that you're saying, but like, I think the disconnect is like, I don't care.
what their voice sounds like.
Like, if you want to know what someone's voice sounds like, you would watch their Instagram story, or like they would be a talking video or whatever. It's right. like people that I don't know what their voice sounds like, but I follow them. It's like, it's
but because you create I don't a care. Song, but you create a voice. When
I don't
you
think
read
I
it.
Do because I don't think I care.
Like when you read it, you're not like I don't know. Let's say Allie from Provo, Utah, sounds like, hey Ty.
I really don't think my brain, like, I am so self-consumed. I don't really think I think about, like, what imaginary people in my phone's voice sounds like.
Yeah. Okay. I guess maybe that's just you.
But
then.
But I understand that thought process.
Like, that's just wild to me that you can
but
go
that's
on.
What scares me about going on dates with people that meet me over social media, because they, like, probably think I'm like some like mucho whatever, and they haven't heard my voice. And then I show up to the date. I'm like, hi.
No, yeah, you're a catfish girl. You got to talk to them on the phone. No, I'm kidding. No, but also vice versa.
Stream tyrants.
Also vice versa. They're catfishes too.
If I went on a date, or if I matched with someone and then they thought, oh, before I go on a date, I'm going to listen to an episode of this podcast.
Oh,
guess what?
Please don't.
Never going on a date again.
Never happening. You don't even get to a first date.
Someone tried to set me up with someone today, and I was like, I'm good.
No, we're not, this is not French tips, so we're not going to read you.
Yeah, we're not going there. Okay, something that needs to be discussed.
Okay.
Magnets.
Okay.
What the f***? And like how, like when a magnet is on the negative side,
the ions.
And the negative, and how it literally, you can't push it. You yeah. can't touch it.
Yeah, it's kind of
but
fun.
What is the force in between that? I don't understand it because I can't see anything.
I know.
And the fact that you just want to put the two magnets together, but they can't. They're fighting, and then they're starting to twirl and touch. Just touch. Yeah. Get together. What is the force in between? Why can't, what is the magnet? I don't understand them.
I feel like, did Albert Einstein invent the eye magnet? Did he find the theory of magnets?
I don't know, but is a magnet a thing that you invent, or is it a?
It's a metal.
Is it just something from the earth?
Yeah, I think it's a metal from the earth.
Like, did someone just like have like a sword back in the day, and they were walking by a rock, and then all of a sudden they were like, ooh!
But then also, if they found, okay, well, that's interesting because I'm
and then
like,
how they mine the magnet, yeah, because it's metal.
I was gonna say. Well, also, how did they realize that metal, the same metal, can't touch the other metal? Like, how do they make
and
one?
If
magnet
it just comes
not-
from a, yeah, if it comes from a rock.
They couldn't be touching. They'd be like spread out.
But if it was all one spread rock, eagle. But then it's like it comes from the scene. I don't get it.
But if you break it and then they can't meet anymore. So there has to be something in their molecular makeup that lets them not.
Molecular makeup was crazy. No, I can't wrap my head around it. It seems like something from a different planet.
Not the same, but same. I never understood why batteries don't work the way they work. Right?
Batteries is next on my list.
I
don't understand a battery. Camp Rat, obviously at Coachella, yes. was literally all battery powered.
Yes.
What the f*** is a battery?
How does it work?
What the f*** is a battery?
And why do we why need does it matter? To make other things work?
Why does it matter if it goes up or down? And why does it run out?
Right.
What's the juice in there? Why can't you just like shake it and have it go? What is it? What is it made out of?
Yes.
Where do you get the energy?
Yes.
How did you bottle up
and
the energy in this little device?
And you can charge batteries.
Only some.
Only some. Interesting how those work, huh?
And what's the difference between all the different batteries? Is it just the size? If it's just the size, why can't we just have universal batteries and everything be the same?
Like, why do I need a AAA versus a AA? I never understood
versus
that.
Like
or
a C2
9 volt.
Or something fishy happened with batteries and magnets.
9 volts were
it
like...
It feels fake.
9 volts, I think, were created to charge people an arm and a leg for batteries. Because most toys needed a 9 volt when I was growing up. And it was always like,
I think it just makes them last
$8
longer, right?
battery. Yeah, but it's yeah. always like an $8 battery. And my parents would be like, well, your toy doesn't have batteries, so pretend it moves, you know, like make it right, you know?
I just, and yeah, no, I don't like it.
That's so interesting because I've always thought that, but I guess I never written it down. But I'm like, batteries are so strange to me.
Batteries and magnets.
Because like you put it the wrong way, that remote ain't doing nothing.
And like without batteries, like what would we do?
That light switch ain't turning on.
Like before, like things charged, like, oh my gosh, batteries for the win. I mean, the youth growing up now, I feel like won't even appreciate batteries. But like back in the day, like things didn't charge.
But you know what's crazy? Even though we know that like you can buy a USB chargeable flashlight, I'd rather buy a battery one. I don't know. That's just, maybe it's the old school.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good because then when the power actually goes out, if your flashlight's not charged, you're not screwed sideways.
Well, that's the thing. It's like USB, you still need to charge most things. But batteries also, you can buy a surplus of batteries, I guess. But like.
But also.
They expire.
Mama, let's add, they expire.
Batteries expire. They lose their, they lose their length of
What's
power.
What's in there? Mold? Like milk? Yeah. Like.
You also can't throw batteries away in the trash can.
I do that. I know you're not supposed to. That's so bad. But guess what? I've been told the whole recycling thing. I'm like, I've been told it all ends up in the same place anywhere. Like, I don't know.
I mean,
that's bad, and I'll maybe do better, but I don't know.
Yes.
Add batteries to the list of things that are so expensive for no reason.
Yes.
A pack of batteries is literally like $40.
Yes.
No wonder people steal them. I've had some in there for a while.
No wonder people steal them.
I'm going to start stealing them. Like, did you see that Walmart's taking back self-checkout?
It's because of you. They heard your rant.
They heard my rant. Self-checkouts are being taken back. Thank you, Jesus. So, bring back employees.
Like Target has been closing them down too. They've been limiting how many.
Because everyone keeps stealing shit. And I'm like, guess what? I don't even want to steal shit. I don't want to do this in the first place. If you're an OG tyrant, you know that that was one of my original totally random thoughts.
I will say, though, Whole Foods is pretty effective. You know, I still...
Hate it.
It's just much more quicker.
No, I will. Guess what? I want to roll up my cart, give it to a cashier. I'm going to be on my phone. Let me know when my cart's ready.
See, I just hate the lines. So I'm like, I'd rather go through the...
Get more employees in there.
Right. Yeah, that's also true. Yeah. No one wants to work these days.
It's you better get your ass and work, Kim. Walmart employees, please. And
I can Which, by the way, my mama used to talk about Kim, but did you watch any of the American Horror Story?
Kim who? Oh, here's the thing. I watched the first half of the season, Kim Kardashian, American Horror Story, and then they went on pause for so long because of the hiatus, strike. Yeah. That then I went to go watch it again, but I forgot. I think I got a new Hulu account. And so I forgot which episode I'm on, and I gave up. I was like, I'm over it. And now I'm like, I don't even remember what was happening in the story. That was literally months ago. I don't even remember what was happening.
I can't remember the last time I watched an American Horror Story, but...
It was like fine. It was fine? It was good. Okay. But like, and I've heard her acting's pretty good in the second half, but I'm just like, I'd have to go rewatch it, honestly.
Okay.
So
are we kudos to Miss Kim K for her acting skills, maybe?
Yeah, no, it's not for
Kim. You enjoyed it?
From what I saw, yeah.
Okay, great.
From what I saw, it was great.
Okay.
I went through all my totally random thoughts, but I did have like literally a whole list of submissions that other people said, but I have like way too much. Let's just do like one or two.
Yeah, find one. Do you have one ready, queued up?
Like they're, can I read them for 2 seconds?
Yeah, yeah. Well, while you do that, I actually want to still continue to thank the tyrants that keep tagging me on all the Helen Keller stuff because we're not going to let her die.
I get DMs about Helen Keller 500 times a day.
I mean, kudos to us.
Literally 500 times a day.
We kept her alive. We're keeping her legacy.
Okay, wait. Google this.
Okay.
How much does a cloud weigh?
Oh, gosh. Which, by the way, speaking of clouds, while I Google, did you see that crazy
In Dubai?
Flood in Dubai.
Crazy.
But they farm clouds, so it's you could have controlled this.
I know.
But they did say that this is why farming clouds, you it's can dangerous. Farm them, but you can't control what they do.
Wow.
Clouds, wait.
Sounds like a sci-fi horror film coming soon.
You know, it's probably coming. Sponsored by the Obamas.
The Obamas?
You know, because they released that movie.
Crazy. I still haven't seen that.
I haven't either.
I'm about to pee my panties. How much does it weigh? 1 million pounds?
A billion 400 million pounds or about 800 million pounds less than dry air of equal volume.
Make that make sense. How does a cloud weigh 1 billion pounds? Yeah, it's floating in the sky.
Yeah. And we fly through them like no problem.
Yeah. How do you weigh it? Once again, that's kind of like with animals. It's like, who told you that a cloud weighs that much?
I think it's just.
Did you put it on a scale?
Yeah, I guess it's they weigh the water amount in a cloud. So how? If you were to like squeeze the water in
how
a cloud.
How would they do that?
I mean, it's probably...
And how is there water in it? I fly through it and there's no lake. I don't understand clouds.
How do they weigh a cloud is what we really want to know.
That's what we all want to know. That we're asking hard-hitting questions here on Tyrant. Okay, this is the last one we'll do because a tyrant said Jose will love this morbid one.
Okay, I love a morbid... You guys, I've been morbid free.
You've been morbid free. Just but, annoying as...
Let's go.
We pass the day of our death every year without noticing.
Oh, yeah. I can understand.
Like one day we will die and that will be the day that we died.
Yeah.
And then our friends will hopefully be sad every year for the rest of their life when that date comes close.
Yeah.
And we pass that
every
year and just don't know. It could be today.
It could be tonight. God forbid. Oh, no. Let me knock on wood. I hate
not that we actually die, but like like I could die on April 25th in 25 years.
Yeah.
Not the 225s.
Oh. There's a movie about this, I feel. Wasn't there a movie about this?
I don't know.
About time or something like that?
No, I mean, it sounds like every movie, yeah. Age of Adeline. Yeah. Like,
oh, I love that movie.
Blake Lively continues to like not serve to me.
Like Dua Lipa continues to not serve. So
and now we said it.
The queen.
Have you even
serving.
Listened to her new song? Haven't even.
I mean,
it.
Of course, because it's on the radio. On the iHeart Radio station, Kiss FM. They play it every hour on the hour. Illusion. It's cute, but it's just like not.
They all sound
I'm
the exact same.
Yeah, there's nothing. Nothing. I'm like running to download.
Anyways, I'm literally about to pee my pants.
Oh.
But
what a beautiful rant.
What a beautiful, totally random episode. Tyrants, we love you. Happy Friday. Sorry that, you know, we kind of started off rough, technical difficulties here at Termite Kingdom.
Yes.
But, you know,
I love
we're thriving.
Kingdom. I'm kidding.
Oh my God, the motorcycles
well,
are here.
Well, Lana Del Rey's here for me. I gotta go.
Literally Lana Del Rey's. I'll be back next Wednesday and I'll give you guys a weekend update. But
and I'll see y'all in a month.
Bye.